Hey, everybody. It's the inaugural episode of my podcast, so English Chats with Miss B. Today's topic is going to be the vocabulary words for Unit 1, which is the good with the bad. So we talked about these in class. These are the root words ben or bon, which is good or well, and that's Latin. Mal, bad or wretched, which is also Latin. And dis, badly or ill, which is Greek. And there's a slight difference between mal and dis. They both do mean bad, but dis oftentimes has quote unquote sick or ill, more so than just bad or wretched. So the first word is benefit. So that's a noun, a good or helpful result or effect. So most of you are familiar with this. It would benefit you to study for your quiz. Benevolent is an adjective. It's a descriptor that's kind and generous, organized to do good things for other people. So a benevolent person is generous, they're kind. We joke, or I joke in our class, that it is not a democracy, but it is a benevolent dictatorship, which means I tell you what to do and it's my way, but I try to be really nice about it. Benign is also an adjective, and that's not causing harm or damage, mild, gentle, or pleasant. So the example we used in class, my dog Maggie at one point had this mass on her leg, and the vet looked at it, and they biopsied it to see what it was. And it was a tumor, but it was benign, meaning that, you know, it wasn't great, but it wasn't hurting her. Whereas malignant has mal in it, that unfortunately means it would have been cancer. All right, so benign is something that's not causing harm. Bona fide is an adjective that means real or genuine, made or done in an honest and sincere way. So bona fide is something that you can, you know, you kind of see that it's real. I use the example of sports memorabilia. If you're going to pay big bucks for a game-worn jersey of one of your favorite players, you want something that proves that it's bona fide, that this really is a game-worn jersey and not just someone trying to scam you. Malice is an adjective. There's mal, it's bad. And this is a desire to cause harm to another person. So if you have malice in your heart, then when you do something mean or hurtful, you did it on purpose. You knew what you were doing was wrong, and you did it with the intent to hurt somebody. So that's malice. Malign is a verb. And specifically, this is a verb that means you're going to say bad things about someone or something publicly. You criticize them harshly or unfairly. So it doesn't distinguish whether it's true or not. It just means that it's harsh and it's public, and you do it and you say negative things about them. All right. So you might malign your opponent by spreading rumors about them. Malcontent. This is a person who's always or often unhappy or angry about something. So it can be something benign, like Eeyore, who is basically a good character, but he's just always kind of down, you know, a tree fell on my house. Whereas it can also be something more serious, where someone who's malcontent with society might act out in a way that's harmful to others. All right, so that's malcontent. Malfunction is a verb, to fail to function or work properly. So if your computer, your Chromebook is malfunctioning, if it's not too bad, we might be able to take it to the help desk and have them fix it. But if it's truly malfunctioning to the point of that it's broke and no longer working, we would replace it. Dysfunction. The condition of having poor or unhealthy behaviors and attitudes within a group of people. The state of being unable to function in a normal way. So I joked in class that my family puts the fun in dysfunction. And I do say that, you know, lovingly, but I have parts of my family that really do struggle with having healthy interactions with one another. So that's where that whole dis, meaning ill, as much as it does bad kind of comes into play. So if something is dysfunctional, it works in a way that's not healthy. And last but not least is dysentery. And so that is a serious disease that causes severe diarrhea and a loss of blood. We talked about this in class, the Mrs. Doubtfire movie, where the little girl asks what dysentery is, and her older brother, in a way that only older brothers can do, says it's diarrhea till you die, which is a little overstated, but dysentery can be quite serious. It's not something we commonly find in developed nations. It's usually as a result of poor drinking water combined with lack of access to medical care. So, all right, so those are your words from this week. Hopefully you've been studying, or you will be studying. You have that quiz next week. Bon chance. Aha, that's French for good luck, meaning good. All right, talk to you later. Bye.